Good evening, one and all. Yes, I know. Another week, and here it is, me with another show. Well, what can I say? It's pretty nice here in Connecticut. And my guest was just talking, and of course there was fire engines and stuff going on because she's down in New York. But little does she realise that I'm on the road up to the hospital here, so I might not get the fire sirens, but we have fire sirens, but I do certainly get my share of ambulances up and down this road, so we could have sirens in unison going off somewhere during the show. But we do not care, do we? Because we've had all sorts. We've had people being pulled over by the police. We've had people halfway up mountains. We've had everything on this show. We don't care, because as long as I'm here and my guest is here, that is all that counts. Well, you may have heard me on the show before talk about how I'm basically the black sheep of my family, because I think, more or less, the only one, sisters, brother-in-laws, nieces, nephews, what have you, that isn't a teacher. And I would not be a teacher for anything, because especially this day and age, you're not allowed to do anything. But my guest, she started off as a teacher, and she struggled a bit with that. And in doing so, other things happened, and from that she learnt not just about the teaching part, but also about something that basically has been going on since the Garden of Eden, where Eve turned round and offered Adam an apple, and he said it would be against his diet or something like that. It's been going on that long. But I'd better introduce my guest and we can talk about it, because on the show today, I have the one and only Sora Verkhnov. Hi, Sora. How are you doing?
I'm great, Barry. I love your introduction. I'm flattered. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it. That's it. We've reached the peak of the show now. Let's...
Exactly. I mean, you just said it all, you know. I spent my life in the classroom, and then I transferred it to my new subject of interest. So, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I know from reading, you found the teaching very hard in the first place. And I'm sure it is, because especially with younger children, like I think you taught, you think you know it, but they're teaching you in the end.
Yeah, it's very challenging. I taught in an inner city school in Brooklyn, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I was not prepared for what I had to deal with. No one prepared me. You know, they teach you how to teach social studies, but they don't teach you how to keep kids in their seat.
Yeah.
So I came with a big learning curve, you know.
And especially, it's got worse this day and age. You're not allowed, teachers aren't allowed to do anything. They're sort of protecting themselves against legal stuff half the time, it seems to me. You know, kids can get away with murder these days, but...
Well, they can.
Yeah. I mean, but in doing this, obviously the struggle for that, did that lead you to sort of a bit of binge eating?
No, I always had a problem with food from the time I can remember. I mean, when I was in college, I remember taking a ballet class and thinking I was so fat. And I always dieted, and I always had a dysmorphic body image. I always thought I was my body parts, and I always struggled with food. So it wasn't anything new, but it wasn't until I got into the classroom that I was able to look at it completely differently. And that was about over 20 years ago. I had this really horrific fourth grade class, and I learned to keep them in their seat. And at the same time, I used to go to Weight Watchers, diet, take off the weight, put it back on,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just binge and binge and binge. And then one day I looked out at these kids, Barry, and I said to myself, hey, Sora, how come these fourth graders who walk, talk, and do all those other things listen to you, but food has no animate qualities, you can't stop thinking about it, and you can't stop eating? And at that moment, I had my aha moment, which was, why am I dieting, only to probably fail again and regain the weight? Why don't I just eat the foods that I really want? But there was a but. But I need to journal every eating experience to find out why I overeat. And I did that for years. I took off 25 pounds, which I've kept off to this day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then when I reached my goal, I knew, Barry, that I could transfer my classroom management techniques to food management techniques. And I developed an easy-to-use eat and stop yourself, no diet system. Actually, the same system that I used in the classroom, only I used it on myself with food. And that's my passion, to help unhappy dieters find a new way to make peace with food.
And because that's the thing, you know, there are diets. Yeah, if every page you look in women's magazines or all over the place, oh, you know, this diet, that diet, you know, this, get this food. Yeah, we'll provide your food for you. Yeah. You take your money.
Well, you know, Barry, if diets worked, why would there need to be so many?
Exactly. I mean, and as you say, I mean, you know, my own wife, I can remember her going to Weight Watchers and, oh, she shed all this weight and then... And then she ended up almost making herself ill because she wasn't eating the right stuff. And then, of course, she put it back on. But, yeah, me, I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it.
You eat seafood and you eat it. Yes. I know that one, too.
But, I mean, in your case, you've taken something you've learned in an environment that's not easy. And you've had to learn that and brought this out in your great book, Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want. And so you told us where it started, but how did you sort of pick this up along the way?
Well, you know, truthfully, you know, no one ever asked me that, and I have asked myself that question. I think we're all wired differently. You know, we all think differently, and we all have systems in place that some of us are aware of and some of us are not. And what I've realized about myself is that I'm wired. I have this particular type of wiring that I really just tuned into. Mm-hmm. And when I tuned into the wiring, I didn't even know, but that wiring was attached to a system that actually allowed me to figure this out and that actually let me see how my mind worked. And once I became consciously aware of how my mind worked, when I thought of a thought, in this case food, I was able to use my teaching skills to then teach it to others. So we're all wired differently, but I became conscious of my wiring and how the systems ran, and then I was able to make a product out of it. So you could actually say I'm a product of my own mind.
Right.
You know?
It's very hard in this day and age, but even in America especially, where every time you turn the television on, there's a cooking program.
Right.
And you sit there, oh, goodness, that really looks good here. I really see that right
but
there.
Barry, here's the good news. The good news that in the system that I developed, you can eat any food or drink any alcohol that you want. The trick is you're able to stop yourself before your first glass or before your first bite, because I developed these two techniques that actually let you manage the food in a new way, just like I manage the kids. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to know when you're going to stop even before your first bite. So I actually found a new way to manage the food. You know, Weight Watchers gives you points.
Yep.
And what I teach is two simple techniques that let you know before your first bite or your first glass of wine that you will be able to stop yourself. And that's very empowering. It's just the way I manage the kids. What I did was I found a way to get them to manage themselves, because yelling and screaming doesn't work. So I had a way to get them to change their own behavior, and then I used those same techniques on myself.
So you teach yourself to stop before you start, is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, no. You teach yourself to stop by using one of the techniques. So, for example, one of the techniques that I can share with you and your listeners, if you'd like, is called the green technique.
Right.
The green technique lets you know when you're going to stop eating, even before you take your first bite. Would you like me to share that with you?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay. So, Barry, I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite food?
Sunday roast.
Roast.
A roast dinner on a Sunday. Roast lamb, roast potatoes.
Okay, so that must be a British kind of traditional.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you got to pick one food, not a whole dinner. So would you like to just pick the roast?
So roast lamb. Roast lamb.
Or a roasted lamb. Okay, yeah. So now I want you to think about your roasted lamb, and I want all your listeners to think about their favorite food, whether it be pizza, a chocolate bar, it doesn't matter, but I want your listeners to think about their favorite food, and I'm going to teach you, using the roasted lamb, how to do it, and then they can do it using what I teach.
Great.
So you have the roasted lamb in front of you, and you've decided that you're going to use Sora's system. So here's what you have to do. You have to do three things before you eat the roasted lamb. The first thing you need to do is look at the roasted lamb and ask yourself two questions. Those two questions are, how much is enough and how much is too much? Mm-hmm. I want you to do that now, Barry.
Right.
I want you to look at the roasted lamb, and I want you to ask yourself, how much is enough and how much is too much?
Okay.
So what would you say to me if I asked you those two questions?
Okay. Enough is 4 slices of meat.
Okay. I want you to then put those 4 slices of meat on your plate. So mm-hmm. let's have a pretend moment, and I want you to do that now.
Okay. 1, 2,
all right.
Three,
those 4 slices. Okay. Those four slices are now on your plate. Now, you have to repeat the same process again because you have to show yourself how much is enough on your plate. So I want you to look. Well, you see, it's difficult because you took it from a larger roast. So
right,
that's
okay.
Like a... Okay, so let's. So now you have 4 pieces on your plate. Mm-hmm. I want you to ask yourself 2 questions again. How much is enough and how much is too much? So why don't you do that now?
Okay.
And then tell me, what are your answers?
I'm down to enough being 2 and too much being 3.
Okay, so you have 4 slices on your plate, and you just shared with me that 2 of the slices are enough and 2 are too much.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now what I want, that's great. That is so super. So let me show you what happened, because this is fascinating. You took 4 slices from the roast, but when I told you to redefine once on your plate how much was enough and how much was too much, you decided that the 2 slices were enough and 2 slices were too much. So now I want you to take the 2 slices that are too much, called your marker,
yep.
And I want you to pick a time on the clock. Pick a time on your plate, rather, and I want you to move the 2 pieces that are too much to that time. So what time on the plate would you like?
I move them to 3 o'clock.
Okay, so now you've done a lot of work. You've reduced that 4 was enough from the actual roast. You brought 4 slices to your plate. You then asked yourself how much was enough and how much was too much. You've got 2 pieces that are enough, and you've got 2 pieces that are too much, called your marker, and you push that to 3 o'clock on your plate. Now you're ready to eat. You're ready to eat, and you will know that you have eaten and stopped yourself. So I want you to take a pretend moment, and I want you to pretend to eat the 2 pieces of roast that you decided were enough.
Right. Okay.
And I want all your listeners to pretend to eat the amount of the pizza or the chocolate or the hamburger that they decided was enough. But you can't eat your marker, because your marker lets you know that you ate enough. So now you
got it. Yep.
Okay, so now you just ate, for teaching purposes, you just ate your 2 slices of roasted lamb. Now you look at your marker, the other 2 slices, and that lets you know that you ate and stopped yourself because you had enough.
Oh, that's great. I get it. Yeah, I get it. So yeah.
Now you might say to me, hey, Sora, you know, I'm looking at those 2 pieces that are my marker that were too much, but I think I want another piece. Okay, so what you do is you take another slice from the marker, but you must leave the other slice in order for you to be able to know that you're still having enough, but looking at the marker when you're done, and that lets you know that you ate and stopped yourself.
Right.
So look how perfect this is.
Yeah.
You just gave yourself enough roasted lamb. You knew when you were going to stop yourself both times, and your marker told it all. And that's how we use the green technique. Once you learn that you can always have enough of the food that you want and know that you can stop yourself by always leaving a marker, you will think less about food and you will lose weight.
That's great. What about sort of keeping a note of what you eat? Can that help you?
Well, I write down everything, so I've been writing down what I've eaten for over 20 years, even to this day.
Wow.
Because I really believe that unless you write things down, you don't own it. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So the thing is, let's say that I keep a note of what I eat every day. I just jot it down just to see what I'm doing. But I really believe that if you write down what you eat and you take that level of responsibility, you'll begin to learn all kinds of things about yourself, and it's really a great journey.
What about like emotional eating? Because obviously I think sometimes it could be boredom, it could be an emotional upheaval, what have you. Sometimes you eat just for, because it's there almost.
Okay, I happen to agree with you 5,000%, but here's the deal. Let's say you're feeling unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So let me show you the two ways that unhappy goes with food. Let's say you're on a diet and you're unhappy. You're gonna go off the diet. You're gonna have the cake in the house, or you're gonna go out and get yourself something that's not in the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to beat yourself up because, oh, my God, I was unhappy. Now you're more unhappy because you were so out of control because you went off the diet. Now, let's say you're using my system. Let's say you're unhappy. You might be unhappy on one level, but let's say you want to have a donut. Before you have that donut, you have to do three things. You have to ask yourself how much is enough, how much is too much, and you have to set aside the marker.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to eat the donut, you're going to feel better. You know why? Because what you're using to feel better, you now manage.
Okay.
You see the difference?
Yes. Yeah, you're in control. Yes.
You're in total control. Yeah. Let me tell you, the system I set up, you're in total control. As miserable as you might be, you're in total control. So on the one hand, you're allowing yourself to feel being upset. But on the other hand, you're in total control over the food, which you're using to feel better. And that will leave you in a completely different space. Plus, there's a second technique in the system, which will allow you to deal with difficult emotions and still be in control if you want to use food to feel better. But that's in the book.
Okay. What about your environment? I think I read, you know, like even down to the chair you sit on, or the utensils, or the dishes, and that sort of thing. Can that help you along the way?
Yes, 100%. What I like to say to my clients is that they should always sit in the same seat when they eat in their house. They should use the same plate, the same color napkins, the same utensils. Now, that might sound odd, but really there's a method to my madness, and that is, look, with people like myself, we're food challenged, and the challenge is, because we're always in anxiety when we eat, or we're feeling blue, we're feeling happy, we're feeling bored, we're feeling lonely. If you sit in the same chair and use the same dish and the same color napkin, what that lets you do is focus on using the green technique.
Mm.
It, you know, every time you change an element of a behavior, it's exciting. So let's say one day you use orange napkins, one day you use blue napkins. Oh my God, this is orange, this is so cute. And then you might forget to move over a marker.
Yep.
Oh my God, this, see what I mean?
Yep.
Or if you get new utensils, oh, this is so cool, look how they have like little stars on it. And then you might forget to ask yourself how much is enough and how much is too much. So what I like to do is I like to keep all elements of the eating experience boring, except the use of the green technique. So
right.
You can concentrate on being in control by managing the food, by having enough.
So it's better to, you know, make it a routine, basically, that you can then concentrate on the green part.
Exactly. The whole goal is to concentrate on the green technique. And by keeping everything the same, that gives you the highest level of concentration. Really, what you're doing is, you're serving yourself a meal where you manage all elements, which is something you don't have when you're on a diet.
And of course, you know, when you're on a diet and you get all this stuff, there's a fear factor. You know, you can become afraid of food, whereas in yours, you have control over the food.
Thanks. Oh, you know, that was really, really, really well put. When you're on a... Okay, so what is a diet? A diet is a... So let's pretend that a diet is a clock. At 12 o'clock, you go on a diet. A diet is a group of rules created by four people in a boardroom who decide what you can have, what you can't have,
yep,
and not to think about food, because that's what brought you to the diet in the first place, that you can't manage your food. So you get to 3 o'clock and you're good, good, good. Yay, I'm following the rules of the diet. I'm just a wonderful person. I can buy a new dress. I can take a cruise because I'm following the rules of the four people in the boardroom at 12 o'clock. Let's get to 6 o'clock. Oh, my God, I can't take these rules. I need a chocolate bar or I'm going to just faint. So you go off the diet. You have a chocolate bar, doing the only thing you can do to get back the control from the some of the rules of the people at 12 o'clock who made this diet. But then the other side of the diet, it's a catch-22. Then you beat yourself up. Oh, my God, look what I just did. I'm such a bad person. I can't follow these rules. And so you don't know what to do with yourself. So you did the only thing you could do to get back the control, and then you beat yourself up for taking back the control. Let's go to 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Oh, my God, I have to lose some weight. I can't do it. Look what I just did at 6 o'clock. I went off the diet. So at 12 o'clock, you go back on the diet knowing full well that there's another binge lurking in the back of your
right,
mind.
Right, right. Yeah.
And so diets don't work because they're not your rules. And they also make you afraid of food because the diet says in order for you to be a good person, you can only have the food on the diet in the amounts that the diet tells you to have. Well, excuse me, I don't want anyone telling me what I can have and then the amounts that I want, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, now in this system I developed, the name of my book is Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss system. You can have whatever food or whatever alcohol you want and know that you can stop yourself. And to me, I want that freedom, and I'm hoping that your listeners would like to try it as well.
And that's the thing, I think, because, you know, people, as you say, there's diets all over the place. You know, food industry is a huge multi-billion industry, etc. And they basically tell you can't eat this, you can't eat that. You're being told. You're being lectured.
Like little kids in a classroom.
Exactly what is going. Yes, where I was going. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? You know what it is, Barry. You know the Pied Piper of Hamelin. He takes the kids through the town, and then he. Diets are lies. They're lies. They're the cultural default for people in the weight loss industry who want to control you and get your money. But it's even worse than that because they take away your freedom.
Yeah.
They say that unless you follow our rules, you're not good, okay? Well, I say everyone is good. You just want, you know, but people need to find a way to manage their food in a new way, and this is the system that allows them to do it. I don't want anyone telling me what to eat.
Right. Well, since Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want's been out, what sort of response have you had, Sora?
Well, anyone who reads the book and anyone who commits to the two techniques are really happy. They almost can't believe that they have this freedom, that they have a new way to manage the food and not be on a diet.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's it. And they're in control. I think that's a huge thing, the fact that you become in control and not following, like you said, like sheep, you know, what's written in front of you with like a set of instructions. The instructions are that you control everything. And I think that's
a really important thing. You know what? You're
100%
right, and I couldn't have said it better myself. I don't like to say, you know, it sounds very pedantic, and I don't really like to sound pedantic, but it's that teacher in me. The bottom line is you either manage your class or you don't manage your class.
Yep.
You either manage your food or you don't manage your food. And I know that I struggled big time to learn to manage my class. And then I struggled big time to learn to manage my food. But now others don't have to struggle because it's in 180 pages and it's an easy read. You know, I want to manage the things in my life. I don't want food running my life. And if you're on a diet, the diet's running your life. And I won't have that.
And it's interesting what you said, but yeah, read the comparison. I mean, you know, when you're a new teacher, have you read the book about how to manage a disruptive student? You don't know. No students are the same. No issues are the same. No environments
Correct.
Are the same. You have to learn to manage that yourself. And
well,
it's so simple and so similar, as you say.
Yes, because you know what? It really, you know, Barry, it really comes down to management. It's some people prefer to let other people control them, like in the idea of a diet. So some people want to be told what to eat, how much to eat. Okay, I get it. Some people want to be told. But then there are people like myself. I don't want to be told. You know, it's interesting. Food is an object. It's not a real person. It's an object.
Mm.
And why couldn't I learn to manage these objects if I could learn to manage these extremely disruptive kids? I was really pissed off.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. No, I can understand it totally. You know, you think you've been... You know what to do. You think you've been know what to do in the classroom. You think you've been know what to do with your eating. You read everywhere every day. This is what you do. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And as you said, you might do it for a little while, but it's it's like reading the same book over and over again. And you know, unless you're into it, it's something. In the end, you get bored, and you sort of skip pages. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is up to the individual, Barry. Some people want to be told what to eat and how much, and then some people, like myself, want the freedom of being able to have what I want. And I'm all about freedom, because truthfully, unless you can manage what's in front of you, are you going to have peace with it?
Yeah.
You know, if you're always on a diet, you're always going to be afraid of food, because food is the enemy. Food is what you're going to be out of control to, yep, at some point every week, three times a week. So you live in this terror. I can't have this. I can't have that. I can't, you know, I can't do that. Right. I, you know, to me, all food is equal. You know, it's interesting. Like, I have two chapters on questions in the back of my book, and it says, Sora, can I eat carrots? And I say, why would you want to eat carrots? You'd be on a, you know, if you want to eat carrots, then go on a diet, because when you binge, if you're binge wisely, you're going to binge on carrots.
Yeah.
You know?
I see. Yeah. It's very true. Very true. Well, it's been great. I think this is a wonderful idea. I really do. Time is beating us. So what I'm going to do now, Sora, is hand the show over to you so you can tell everybody where they can find out more about you. And of course, where they can find more about your great book.
Oh, thank you, Barry. So my website is www.nodieting.net. That's www.nodieting.net. My book can be purchased there, and it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com. And it's Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss program.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. It's been really great chatting to you, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. Well, there you go. My guest today, Sora Vernikoff, S-O-R-A, and it is Sora. I did check first. Sora Vernikoff, V-E-R-N-I-K-O-F-F, Sora Vernikoff. And as she said, you can find her on nodieting.net, nodieting, all one word, .net, and her book, Eat What You Want, Stop When You Want, a no-diet weight loss management program. And it's a number one Amazon bestseller as well, so you know it's lots of people out there. I think that's a great idea, working through that thing with the part slices and stuff like that. Great. Well, that's it for today. I will be back tomorrow with another guest, but until then, as always, we have one thing left to say. Don't forget...